sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky criticizing Russia's military president after the head of the Russian military, rather mercenary Wagner Group, was marching toward Moscow in a protest over military leadership. CBS's Christian Benavides picks up the story.
During an emergency televised address on Saturday, Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed to defend his country against an armed rebellion. We will protect our people and our statehood from any threats, including treason from the inside. What we are facing now is treason. But hours later, Wagner announced it was pulling back, Prigozhin telling his troops in an audio message that they turned around before blood could be shed.
President Biden is watching closely.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. The president spoke by phone this morning with the leaders of France, Germany, and the UK. He was briefed on the unfolding situation in Russia by the secretaries of state and defense, and aides say he'll continue to be briefed as he spends the rest of the weekend at Camp David. Mr. Biden traveled there with his national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, in tow.
CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland says Yevgeny Prigozhin's actions don't bode well for Russia's president.
This, I think, is almost a deadly blow to Vladimir Putin. His invulnerability is clear in all this, as not only did Prigozhin threaten to take down his defense minister, but he also publicly denounced the whole effort in Ukraine, challenged the very legitimacy and rationale for the invasion.
In San Antonio, three police officers have been charged in the fatal shooting of a woman who the police chief says was experiencing a mental health crisis.
The three officers are being charged with murder. They've already been taken into custody. The three officers have been suspended without pay, pending a full investigation.
Melissa Perez was shot and killed when she refused to come out of her apartment and then swung a hammer at the officers. Many in the Southwest and Deep South have spent the week suffering through record heat without power and air conditioning.
Hundreds of utility crews have been working nonstop to restore power knocked out by severe storms. Lorraine Warren is stuck in a stifling house in Winona, Texas.
I don't have any family that I can go stay with.
Anika Spears is making the best of no electricity and air conditioning in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I'm just going to be kind and be patient and just, hey, hallelujah anyhow. Just enjoy the ride.
It could be several more days before all of the electricity has been restored across the Southwest and Deep South. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
In New York City, a clash on abortion.
Say it. I can't help it. I can't right, stand when people are being murdering people.
Then go. What do you want?
We don't want to make you unhappy.
Today marks 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
I love bad year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, so, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Touch your
find himself and his place in the universe, man turns to nature.
Sync Radio, we are local music. Kicking off the night with a double dip of Jake O. More I See, Less I Know is the name of that song. It's actually four songs because you have to play the intro, Feel Your Love before that. More I See, Less I Know, and Katie Land in there as well. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. This is Max Sync Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. The whole gang is here. Rocker's here. Hello, Rocker.
What's happening, Jimmy? Terry?
Terry Barr is here. Hello,
hi,
Terry.
Hi, everyone. Hello.
You know, I want to know about Summerfest, Rocker.
I know. Rocker, fill us in. Tell us all about it.
Wow. Well, my band, Iron Plow, went to play at Summerfest yesterday at the Whammy and Guitars for Vets stage. And wow, it was great. It was right along the lake, right by the amphitheater. So there was just tons of people walking past our stage and hanging out. In the lounge area, there was plenty of shade and plenty of seats, and it was the temperature amazing.
Oh, good!
It was
good.
So cool by the lake. I could not believe how awesome it was.
You know, I saw live video of the band, and it sounded, looked great. But I saw you walking around right before it because she started live right away, and you had a jacket on. I was shocked to see you in a jacket. But, you know, like you said, by the lake, and then I bet you warmed up after you got going.
Yeah, 10 degrees cooler by the lake. Yeah, great crowd. One of the best parts was, and Michelle Braun helped us get this gig, so kudos to her, because she arranged for the shuttle to come pick us up in the super far parking lot, because you're way over by the river. And then they drive you right through Summerfest, through all the throngs of people, and you're in this, like, you know, shuttle bus.
Like a rock star.
Yeah. And it was so fun. It was like Jurassic Park. And then you get to the stage, and they totally took care of us, gave us a Whammy membership for a year for playing the stage, and all the donations and people donated a bunch while we were playing. It was pretty crazy. And that goes to, of course, Guitars for Vets and Whammy and Guitars for Vets had an amazing tent with guitars and merch and all these Marines asking you to lift weights with them and stuff and do pull-ups and lots of stuff to do.
What's that link for Guitars for guitarsforvets.org, I'm assuming?
I think it's like Guitars for Vets, no matter how you spell it, with numbers or letters or and then .org or .com, I think.
Okay, so I'll find it and I'll put it on the Facebook page.
If you're looking for something to do, check out the organization. It's really awesome. Check out the podcast, the interview podcast from last week. It's up on the Maxine Cradio page at civicmedia.us. You know, we're doing original local music from Wisconsin tonight until midnight.
Woo.
We have a packed show between now and Maxine Heavy. Rocker, what's in the lineup?
Wow.
Oh, boy, Jimmy. Here we go. Yes. Mandy Potter, Wednesday Night Live. We're going to hear all about that Mount Horeb event that's been going on for 25 years. Candace Griffin, new album, A Decade of Keeping Quiet. We're going to hear all about her lessons for an entire decade.
Oof.
And Ben Lacuda, he from the Cuz, he's going to be in and tell us about he's got a new band, right?
He's got a new project. A new song to debut right here tonight.
An added bonus. I didn't even know. Allie Krause, she's going to be here Against the Odds of Oblivion. She has a new book of poetry out. We'll hear about that. And Devil's Lair tonight, Gaines and Wagner, the legendary duo, is here tonight. We're going to hear some just fabulous music, traditional and original music. And, of course, Jimmy, Maxine Kevy, 10 p.m. to midnight.
Plus, we'll have some bar notes for you. We'll have some show announcements throughout the night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really cool people. We'd like for you to join us on the Civic Media app. You can call us, 844-967-2789. Or, Terry, the people can text us as well.
I know. This is going to be so exciting. We're going to monitor what you're saying to us. And that way we can talk back to you, too. So we would love, though, to get your calls as well. I think that's always the... For me, anyway, it's still the most fun.
We want to talk to you.
We like to talk to you.
Talk to you while we play some Seesaw. My heart is a zombie. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Give me any human contact. Reaching out to ex-boyfriends. I'm alone and looking for you. Life's forever. Better hope it's not my best life, cause nothing ever goes right. Pick up my mom and my grandma, let's watch some paint dry. The game doesn't begin to describe how I'm standing. Half dead, I don't know how I keep on keeping. No sleep, I'm not eating, my heart, it must be a zombie. If you're breathing, I know that's a loaded question, but I gotta set a standard, hope I can meet it. Your mind is mediocre, but your hugs might be decent. They say that touch is healing. Bring me a miracle. The game doesn't begin to describe how I'm standing. After I don't know how I keep on keeping. No sleep, I'm not in.
Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media, That's All the Lovin' I Need. That's brand new Shawn Michael Dargan there from his new album. Before that, Seesaw, they're playing right now up in Appleton at the Fox River House. They're awesome. I want to go see Seesaw, Terry.
I do, too. They were so fun when they were in the studio, weren't they?
There was a live video of them playing at the Majestic, I believe.
Oh, and
it was like a really poppy, dancey song. Really fun to listen to.
And, of course, our friend Sean Del Marks was playing along with them, which is always so much fun when she gets up and does anything with anyone.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mandy Porter is in the studio. We're going to have a chat with her in just a couple of minutes about Wednesday Night Live, big festival out in Mount Horeb. Terry, you've been doing a lot of stuff and having some fun. What do you have? What are you doing?
Well, you know what happened last weekend? I ran into you. Remember where we were?
Oh, yeah, at the Mamas. That's right.
It was the Mamas finalist announcement. And we are just, you know, we're thrilled that the show is nominated. We made it through to the finalist round. And we're just honored to even be nominated.
For best comedians?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely. So
cross that off my bucket list.
Go vote for us as best comedians.
Max Inc. Radio for best local radio station. Terry, the kids that played last.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
They were awesome.
They were amazing from Madison Music Foundry.
If
you've ever seen Zeroed Hero, their guitar player, Stefan, is their instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And he was just, he was like a proud dad.
You must be talking about Slag.
Yes, Slag.
Slag. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
They're playing at Atwood Fest, don't you know?
Oh, we get to see him again soon.
That's right.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. They were amazing.
The guitar player on the right side of the stage.
Yes,
he was fantastic.
I agree. They were fun to watch, great to listen to. I can't believe that, you know, most of them are either in high school or just graduating. They've got a great music career ahead. I know you had to scoot, Jimmy K. You had doggies to walk and all of that.
I missed Generation Jones.
Jones is a must see.
Yeah.
Must see, must hear. You can tell this entire band has years and years and years of experience. It shows, it sounds like it. And then when you have a Michael Massey come over and say to your husband, oh, we're going to get better. And we're both like, what? How can you get better?
How are they
this
new?
This was amazing. Well, and they've got the stage presence. They look and act like rock stars. And it was just so fun.
Let's get them in the Devil's Lair, Rocker.
Yeah.
Sign the contract, sir.
Yes, please.
Only in blood, Jimmy.
Only in blood. That's what we call it.
I think they might
the
do
Devil's
that.
Lair.
So that was a lot of fun. They were terrific. And, of course, it all started with the Civil Engineers. Just a great day of live music outside.
It was a fun time, for sure.
Really
the Civil
was.
Engineers were so good.
Oh, they're always so good.
And Kyle Wrightly is up for like 9,000 awards.
Oh, my gosh. I know. That is one talented dude.
He sure is.
Hey,
we got some music from Phasing in just a couple of minutes. Mandy Porter is in the studio. We'll have a chat about Wednesday Night Live, and we'd love to hear what you're happening, what you're doing. What show are you going out to tonight? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, or just throw us a text on the brand new Civic Media app. Do that while we listen to some 7,000 Apart.
Woo!
Some Blank Check on Max Inc. Radio.
Skin dripping to infinity, a citizen to not right my wrongs. See moon of gas into my lungs, thinking about things undone, trying to catch these memories before they're gone. I'm not asking for forgiveness, asking for a blank check. I want to know, where did we go wrong? I'm not asking for forgiveness, asking for a blank check. I wanna know, where did we go wrong? Memories torn like paper, fragments in the wind. Can't remember last time I heard your voice. Trying so hard to be strong, but I need you more than ever. Don't want those words to be our last. I'm not asking for forgiveness, asking for a blank check. I wanna know, where did we go wrong? forgiveness. Asking for a blank check, I wanna know, where did we go wrong? I'm not asking for forgiveness. Asking for a blank check, I wanna know, where did we go wrong?
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, Steve, just checking to see what's up. Anyway, just need to get a call.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. We are so excited to announce that we are a finalist in this year's Madison Magazine Best of Madison contest, and it's all thanks to you. Now, we're asking you to make us number one. Just go to WeikertLakePoint.com, click Best of Madison 2023, and follow the instructions to vote for us in the real estate category. That's www.weichert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is located on Atwood Avenue in the heart of Madison's East Side. Thanks so much for your love and support.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
I am Biff Uranus Blumfum Gagnier, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over?
Try
and
some over local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure you hit the webpage, civicmedia.us. Click on the Max Inc. Radio page. There you're going to find all the podcasts, all the blissfulness from years past that we've had here in the studio, plus live, or plus you can download the shows. Or I guess you can't download them, but you can listen to them and be happy with that. It's all at Max Inc. Radio page, civicmedia.us, rocker.
Jimmy, Wednesday Night Live has been doing concerts in Grundell Park in Mount Horeb for 25 years, and here with us in the studio now is producer, organizer, and lover of local music, Mandy Potter. Mandy, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, you guys. Really nice to meet you, and great to be here.
Awesome. We are so happy to have you here, too. Yeah, I'm so happy I can hardly talk. How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
I know. You know something's wrong if I can't speak. Jimmy K., you're so funny. Okay, so for the listeners, and we did add this into one of my bar notes. Oh, I don't know. Maybe 2 months ago when we first heard that you were going to be doing this again.
Okay.
So we kind of gave people the heads up. But if people are not familiar with Mount Horeb and this Wednesday Night Live idea, tell us a little bit about maybe the history and how you became involved.
Yeah, you bet. So Wednesday Night Live is a six-week free summer concert series in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, which is probably about 30 minutes west of Madison, if you're not familiar with Mount Horeb.
It's where the trolls live.
It is.
Easy drive.
It is. It's a very easy drive. It's a wonderful town. I love living there. And the concert series is, like I said, 6 weeks long. It's a free series in Grundell Park. It goes from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's for everyone. You can bring a chair, bring a blanket, come sit out in the park. We have food carts. We have an ice cream truck. There is a playground by the stage, so it's really family-friendly. It's really for everybody to come. So it's really a great time, and you should check it out.
Excellent. But now, why did you get involved? Is it something that, let's say maybe you're like us and you like music.
A little bit. I got involved, several years ago. I really started to explore the local music scene quite a bit, and I really fell in love with a lot of local bands.
It's easy to do,
right? So I actually reached out to the producer of the show, Charlie Jeffco, and recommended a band, and he checked it out. He actually booked the band. He really liked the band.
Which band?
That was Trapper Shep.
Love Trapper.
Everybody loves Trapper Shep. He's fantastic.
He really is. Good choice by you.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he came out to Mount Horeb. He played. He was a big hit. Everybody loved him. And that kind of sparked a connection between Charlie and I. And he, according to him, realized that I was really passionate about live music and shows and had an okay recommendation. So he, back in 2019, invited me to join him and help produce the show. And that's, kind of how I got started.
That's awesome.
And there was another person who started this out, Sage Lewis, right?
Yeah.
And she was with Gerard Brill from On Tapio Emi. Now, they were the first band to play. They were like a steel drum band, right?
They were, yeah. And it's a really sweet story how the whole series actually got started. So Sage was an art teacher at the Intermediate Center in Mount Horeb. And back in 1997, she went to Trinidad and went to the carnival there. And she fell in love with the costumes and the colors and really wanted to bring some of that spirit to Mount Horeb. So she put on, she did a project with her students to create costumes and develop all these beautiful, colorful costumes to do a carnival at the end of the year. So what they did was they had a show at the high school, and they called it Wednesday Night Live, and had this big carnival party. And they raised some money. They raised like $3,000 from ticket sales and from selling food. And at the end of the show, she decided she wanted to make it, try to make it a concert series. So she donated the money to the Optimist Club, and they kind of took it from there and started to develop it an annual event. So she's really, Sage Lewis is really the founder of the show. She ended up moving out of state a year afterwards, and the Optimist Club and the Summer Frolic Committee were both the organizations who kind of took it over, along with some other very interested, invested community members that wanted to keep it going. So they expanded the show, and they did four shows for several years. And then when, and Charlie was involved with the show probably for over 20 years, for from a long time. And he expanded it to six shows eventually, which is where it is today. And he had been producing it for quite some time with a variety of people. And then he was doing it by himself for several years. So that's when he wanted to loop someone else in and kind of
connect.
And yeah, because he'll start phasing out at some point, you know, and which is understandable.
A couple of, I see here in the notes here, a couple of former players is Willie Porter, Gabe Berdulis, who we all love.
Oh, yes.
And we got to give the drummer some Clyde Stubblefield.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some really big, notable musicians come and play at our stage. Last summer we had Michael Perry. I don't know if anybody knows who Michael Perry is, in the Long Beds, right? He's an author. He's known for his books.
His writing is fantastic.
He's fantastic, and he's a legend in this state. So I reached out to him, and we kind of went back and forth for several months to see if it was even going to happen, because I didn't really know if he was, you know, in our wheelhouse. But we made it come together, and he's a really great guy. And he came and he brought his stories, and it was just such a magical night with his music, with the Long Beds. So he was a really big name for us to play last year.
How fun.
Well, that leads to who's here this year. Do we want to get there, Jimmy K?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, tell us. Tell us.
Yeah, so we got a really great lineup this year. July 5th is when the series starts. And we've got the Civil Engineers is going to kick off our show. They're a funk soul rock band.
Oh, we love
that's
them.
Well known.
I know. We love all the bands that we're talking about tonight.
Terry and I just saw the Civil Engineers at the MAMA finalist party. They were fantastic.
Yeah. Always fantastic.
I'm very excited. I haven't seen them.
You're in for a treat.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah. I know. And I'm glad that they're there at kickoff show.
Keep your eye on that Kyle Wrightley guy.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
He'll take awards from home from the show.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very excited. Okay, and then the following week, we've got July 12th, we've got the Blue Olives, who you guys know as well. They play the House of Blues in Chicago quite a bit.
Yeah.
The 19th, we've got Corey Matthew Hart, which you guys probably also know him as well. He's played several bands around.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Mascot Theory, Lost Legs, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And he's a Mount Horeb guy now, isn't he?
He's a Mount Horeb guy, yeah.
Ooh, look at you
guys. We've got a lot of great musicians out in Mount Horeb. So it's a place to be.
And you've got
to
love when you can turn around and say, we want to continue doing this really cool series of music, and then you get to have one of your own play.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
We've done that with several bands.
Yeah.
The 26th of July, we got the Mad City Jug Band.
Yeah, they played Atwood Fest last year. I had them on the stage. Yeah, they were awesome. Yes. Really good.
Yeah. And then August 2nd, we've got La Combi, which is a Latin dance band.
Oh, nice.
And August 9th, we wrap it up with Raquel and the Wildflowers. And you probably don't know about these guys. They're coming from New York.
Oh.
They reached out to me, and we took a look. They're our country band for that genre, and we decided to give them a chance.
Nice. Wow. Coming in from New York.
Yep. She's doing a tour around the Midwest, and the timing worked out. So we just said, sure.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, here's an important question. This is a free event for the community.
How
do you do this? Where's the money coming from? Are you taking donations?
Yeah. So, you know, we have an incredible community out in Mount Horeb. Two of our biggest supporters are the Summer Frolic Committee and the Mount Horeb Community Foundation. And those are two organizations that we apply for grants. And we have gotten grants from them for many years, and they are our biggest supporters. Then we also collect donations at the shows. So that's like our next biggest donor is the people who come to the shows. They you know, donate, and we put that in part of our budget. And then we have a lot of small businesses in town that support the shows. So, you know, we have amazing, incredible businesses in Mount Horeb that are really behind this and support us completely. So we are very, very fortunate that we have the funding sources from a wide variety. So it keeps it really healthy, right? Not anyone owns it. So there's a lot of stakeholders into this event. And that, I think, is a good way to set this up. So it keeps it free. And we give them promotion. We put, you know, their names on our website and on our Facebook page and stuff. So we definitely give them shout outs, and we announce who's the sponsor of the night at the show so that they get that press.
Yeah.
So it's really a beautiful arrangement.
And, you know, people that are fans of community events like Wednesday Night Live, you know, when they hear those sponsors, they're more likely to spend their money at a business supporting local music, local events like this.
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic. Mandy, if people want to get more information, get the full band lineup and more details and maybe chip in a couple bucks, how do we do that?
Yeah, so we've got two places that you can go to. We have our website, which is wnl.jeffco.com. And we have our Facebook page, which is Wednesday Night Live Mount Horeb. Make sure you put the Mount Horeb in, otherwise there's a Bud Pavilion that also has a Wednesday Night Live. So stick in the Mount Horeb part. So we've got a Facebook page. And the Facebook page is really an interactive page where I do a lot of postings that are, I announce the band lineup, but also which food carts are going to be there, if we have any weather, like rain delays or cancellations.
Right.
Or,
yep.
I mean, it's
important.
Really the most up-to-date. You know, the website is great. You can look at you can see information about the band lineups, but really for specific details, I would go to the Facebook page if you can. Yeah.
We'll share it, too, on our
That'd
Facebook
be a great idea.
Page. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we'll talk about it for sure.
You got
Mandy
it.
Potter, thank you so much.
Oh,
Mandy
my gosh,
Potter.
That was fun. And you know what? That was her first interview.
It was. And I was with you guys. This was super fun. You made it super fun.
You're a pro.
Thanks.
You
want to
come back and finish the show? You could be the producer for the rest of the night.
Forget about your family at the union.
Oh, yes. I know. My kids are drinking. I know, exactly. I'll just leave them at the union. No problem.
Hilarious. All right, we'll kick you off here, Mandy,
right,
with some civil engineers.
All right,
I don't want to be bad on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Girl, what you want to? It's just not that easy for me. Put the greater good before me. I always think it through. Take the higher road. Now you reap just what you sow. Now that I've got shoulder, and I've got a longing to fulfill. Maybe I'm just growing older, but if not now, then I never will. The fever has begun, lying awake most nights, clenching my jaw so tight. The final bell's been rung. Is it weakness to give in or to call it a sin? Shoulder and I gonna be hell to pay. I'm not waiting to be certain. Just this once, baby, just this once. I'm on
gonna be hell to pay.
Magic Radio, radio for the people.
They're coming for your love.
NPR local music with Kyle Whiteley. His new album is called The Hum. That was Dark Streets on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, thanks to Mandy Potter for coming in tonight. Wednesday Night Live out of Mount Horeb. Make sure you put Mount Horeb when you search for it. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we got Cat and Hurricane, a double dip of them, plus Candace Griffin is going to stop in. We got brand new music from Candace. Can't wait for that. Right now, music from John Messino Band and Dreams of the World on Max Inc. Radio.
Tired of being on the run from everything that I want. Let's
love this joint. Sky high, never to return. Just you wait till I'm fitting in these medium t-shirts. You are the only, 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 only one that makes me feel anything at all. You are the only, 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 only one that makes me believe anything at all. I'm beat, beat red, trying hard, but I'm bad at playing pretend. I hide my narcissistic tendencies behind the fakest smile. I'm tired, I'm spent, I've done everything I can, can to make myself believe that I can keep on going. You are the only, 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 only one that makes me feel.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington.